Sally the salamander was a California slender living in the backyard. She was a shiny little girl and she loved her rock that she slept under with her family. In the winter, the rain came out and it came down forming puddles, and she could go out from under her rock without drying out. She would stay shiny and wet, just frolicking through the grass, through the wet grass, nearing the puddles, but making sure not to get too deep into them. The sun came out one day while she was out, and as usual, she slowly went back towards her rock because she knew she had to get away from the sun and always stay wet in a dark place. But before she could make it to her rock, she started feeling her body slow down, and she started knowing that she needed to get under a rock, any rock, not her family rock because it was too far away. She had ventured too far from home, having so much fun in the rain. So she saw a rock nearby, made her way slowly because her body was slowing down as it was starting to get dry. And she saw the rock and she made her way over to it, and there was a crash. And she froze. Her body froze. She knew it could be an animal trying to eat her. So she heard the crash and the clanging, and she stopped moving. It was a bird, she was right, that had bounced next to her to pick up a little metal shard that was on the ground. So he went, I guess he was building a nest or something. So once he was gone, she continued on to her rock, but she realized she needed to hurry up because animals were coming out as the rain stopped. They were hungry. They had been away in their nests or their homes, away from the rain. And now that the rain was stopping, the animals were coming out. So she needed to find shelter as soon as possible. She finally made her way to the rock, climbed underneath, and it was wet and cold and dark. And she was happy and she was safe. And there was another bang. And it was okay. She didn't know what the bang was that time, but she wasn't too worried because at least she was under her rock and she was safe. She was safe from the sun. She was safe from the birds. She was safe from drying out. And then she started wondering how long she'd have to stay here before she could find her family again. She stayed there a while. She started eating little organisms and grasses and whatever she could find under that rock. She had a little snack. She took a little nap. And soon enough, she woke up and it was still not raining, but the sun had begun to go down. It was getting dark. And so she felt that it would be safe to come back out of the rock and continue her venture journey back to her home rock where her family would be. So she stuck her little nose out and it was nice and cool and the sun was not shining bright. So she slowly wiggled her way out of the rock and she noticed she was moving again. She was moving a little faster Her sluggishness had gone away after her cool nap in the shade of her rock. So she trotted through the wet grasses. She chose the grasses in the shade that hadn't been scorched by the sun that day. And there was still some wet grasses. So she trotted through the grasses and she got closer and closer and closer to her family rock. She could smell it. She could smell that it was near. She couldn't see it very well, but she could smell that it was near. Until a human looked down and she looked up. She saw big old eyeballs looking at her and she heard, "Look, Mom, it's a salamander." And the kid picked her up and she froze again. She was so scared. She didn't know if she was going to get eaten. She didn't know if she was going to get dropped. She didn't know if she was going to get hurt. But so she froze and the little kid said, "Hey, you're okay. I'm not going to eat you. I got you. We're going to find your rock. Come on, girl." And she made her way. So she started relaxing in his hand and he walked her over to her family rock and put her back. And there was her family and they all were so happy to see her. He saw all of them and he started picking all of them up. And everyone started freezing and she wished she could tell them, "It's okay. He's friendly. Look, he just brought me home. You don't have to worry." But salamanders don't want to talk when there's humans around because they don't want the humans to know that they can talk. So everyone stayed quiet. The family was scared and the little kid was trying to be nice, even though he was scaring them. He didn't know he was scaring them. But soon everyone got put back into their rock and they all wriggled together and gave everyone a big salamander hug where they wrapped their tails around each other into a big ball. And they were so happy to see their baby, Sally, the salamander. And she was so happy to be home. And they said, "Sally, you need to stay close to home. Stick with the family. Where did you go?" She said, "The puddle was so fun and it was raining and I just wanted to be wild and free. And I didn't know that the sun was going to come out. I didn't know I was going to get stuck out there. And then a bird almost ate me and I had to find shelter and my skin was drying out." And they said, "Sally, this is too much. You just got to stay close to home where you're safe." And she said, "But I don't want to stay close to home where I'm safe. I want to have adventures and see beautiful things and play in beautiful water and feel the grass tickling my face. Like, that makes me happy." And they said, "Okay, well, you need to pay attention to your surroundings and you have a little more to learn before you go so far. You have to learn from great-grandfather, the newt, how to predict the future, how to smell the air so that you know if the rain is going away soon. You have to learn how to feel the water evaporating off your skin before it's too late. So we're going to send you to live with Great Grandfather Newt so you can learn a thing or two because this was too scary for everyone. And we're lucky that little boy was nice and wanted to bring you home and knew where your home was. He must know where we live." she said, okay. So she went out to live with Grandfather Newt. They had a special bird that they called with a special salamander whistle. And the bird flew over. She climbed onto the bird's back. They knew this bird wouldn't eat her because they had done the bird many favors in the past and saved the bird's life. So now the bird always wanted to help them if they needed help. So they went to the bird. She climbed onto the bird. The bird took them to the Newt Pond, 25 miles south. And she saw her grandfather, and there were some other little baby salamanders there for lessons with great-grandfather. And she was excited to make new friends and be in a new place and go on new adventures. This time she went on her adventures with her great-grandfather, and she listened to all that he had to teach her. And the next chapter, the story will continue about Sally the salamander living in the Newt Pond with great-grandfather Newt and her new salamander friends. See you next time.